He's calling it the battle for Donbass. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russian offensive in the east is underway, as there are reports of at least seven killed in Lviv in a series of missile attacks.
There were missile strikes outside of Lviv city center last month, but the city has been considered relatively safe until today. The mayor called today's attack genocide.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. The Donbass is Ukraine's mostly Russian-speaking industrial heartland, where Moscow-backed separatists have been fighting Ukrainian forces for the past 8 years. An update to mask wearing on transportation after a ruling from a federal judge in Florida.
A main focus of Monday's White House press briefing was a Florida judge's ruling that the CDC exceeded its authority with a mask requirement on public transportation. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki couldn't say what it meant for travelers in that moment.
It just happened this afternoon, and so the Department of Homeland Security is oversees the implementation of this, and they're reviewing it as we speak.
But shortly after the briefing, the White House released a statement saying, during agency review of this decision, the court ruling means the mask mandate is not in effect at this time, though the CDC still recommends mask wearing on public transportation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The U.S. Supreme Court won't consider a challenge from several states over the 2017 federal tax law.
New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maryland had hoped to overturn a provision of the 2017 tax law that caps federal deductions for state and local taxes. But the U.S. Supreme Court has turned away the case, agreeing with lower courts who had also dismissed the lawsuit. The states argued Congress targeted Democratic-led states and interfered with their taxing authority by capping deductions at $10,000 for state and local taxes.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The House had passed legislation to increase that cap, but the Senate has not. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A California woman has admitted she faked her own kidnapping and lied to the FBI about it.
A Northern California woman who claims she was kidnapped, tortured, and branded in 2016 has pleaded guilty to charges she faked her abduction. Her disappearance nearly 6 years ago set off a massive manhunt. As part of a plea deal with prosecutors, 39-year-old Sherry Papini is expected to face the possibility of just over a year in prison. She could have been put behind bars for 25 years. She also agreed to pay restitution of over $300,000, which will cover costs associated with a three-week search that covered several states and the investigation into two women she'd said kidnapped her at gunpoint. She'll be sentenced in July. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The telecom giant is raising wages again.
Amid a tight labor market and rising inflation, Verizon is planning to hike the minimum wage for new employees to $20 an hour. The new rate will apply to customer service staffers as well as to retail and inside sales employees. Current Verizon workers on those teams who don't already make $20 an hour will automatically be bumped up to the new rate. The company will also be offering a sign-on bonus for retail specialist and assistant manager positions in some U.S. markets. In recent months, Walmart drugstore chain Walgreens Boots Alliance and fast casual restaurant chain Chipotle raised hourly wages for employees to lure more people back to work.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A container ship that has been stuck for more than a month in the Chesapeake Bay has finally been freed. The Ever Forward was helped by a full moon and a high spring tide. The cargo ship, operated by Taiwan-based Evergreen Marine Corporation, was traveling from Baltimore to Norfolk, Virginia, March 13th when it ran aground just north of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Marine inspectors will examine the ship's hull before the Coast Guard allows it to return to the port of Baltimore. I'm Lee Silicera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.